Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for March 1st to the 7th, 2014. Palestinian President Abbas announced this week that any peace deal with Israel will be subjected to a referendum by the Palestinian people first. Meanwhile, Israeli army and settlers' attacks targeting Palestinian communities leave 3 killed this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, a man was injured and many villagers were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli soldiers attacked the non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura has the story.
On Friday, protests were organized in the villages of Al-Nabi Saleh, Bil'in Na'lin in central West Bank, and Al-Masara village in the southern West Bank. Israeli soldiers used tear gas and concussion grenades as well as rubber-coated steel bullets to suppress the weekly anti-wall and settlements protests in the villages of Bil'in Na'lin and the nearby Al-Nabi Saleh. One man was injured when troops attacked protesters in Bil'in. Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters in Bil'in and the nearby Nil'in as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Several protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics. In Al-Nabi Saleh village, Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers and international supporters before leaving the village. The soldiers also fired tear gas at residents' homes, causing damage to some homes. Elsewhere in Al-Masara village, Israeli troops stopped villagers and their supporters at the entrance of the village and forced them back. However, no injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abd Rabbu Bannoura.
The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said this week that any future agreement with Israel will be subjected to Palestinian referendum inside and outside the occupied territories. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisted that the U.S. cannot forge any agreement that would endanger Israel's security. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari has more.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived this Friday in Jordan over talks with Jordanian monarch Abdullah II. In a time, Palestinian-Israeli peace talks reached a deadlock despite heavy American intervention. Kerry's visit to Jordan came shortly after U.S. President Barack Obama met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Washington over ways to push the peace process forward. Netanyahu told his host that Israel will not accept hold of Israeli settlements building, and if Palestinians want a peace deal, they should recognize Israel as a Jewish state. The Israeli high-ranking official added that any peace deal that would endanger Israel's security won't be accepted by Israel. A part of John Kerry's framework agreement till April this year is allowing some international presence in the Jordan Valley, as Palestinians insisted that the area is Palestinian and needs to be restored with any future peace deal with Israel. In the meantime, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas reiterated stance that any peace deal with Israel would first be subject to referendum by all Palestinians inside and outside of the occupied territories. So far, both Israelis and Palestinians adhere to their positions. Israel wants to secure a Palestinian recognition of Israel as a Jewish entity, while Palestinians demand full Israeli withdrawal from lands that Israel occupied in June 4, 1967, including West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. In another news, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza rejected vehemently an Egyptian court's ruling that outlaws the Islamist Palestinian Hamas party. Hamas responded that it has no formal presence in Egypt and that the group's activities are directed against the Israeli occupation. Tension between Hamas and nearby Egypt has been on the rise since Egypt's military ousted an Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi, and prohibited the Islamic Brotherhood of Egypt, which has ties with the Hamas party in Gaza. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mivari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli army and settlers' attacks left 3 Palestinians killed. Meanwhile, Israeli troops conducted at least 65 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. IMEMC's Rachel Ashomali reports.
During this week's invasions targeting the West Bank's communities, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 35 civilians, local sources reported. On Sunday, March 2nd, Saleh Mlihat, age 70, was run over by an Israeli settler near the West Bank city of Ramallah, throwing him 80 meters. Musa Mlihat said that his father was run over while crossing the main street and was transferred to the hospital immediately. However, Saleh died before reaching the hospital. Later in the week, 3 Palestinian farmers were injured on Thursday after being assaulted by Israeli settlers in the Al-Maghar village, north of the central West Bank city of Ramallah. All 3 were removed to the Ramallah City Hospital, suffering moderate to serious injuries, Palestinian medical sources reported. In the Gaza Strip this week, an Israeli fighter jet reportedly dropped a missile late Monday night and Tuesday at dawn near Beit Hanun in northern Gaza, killing 2 Palestinians and wounding 3 others, including a child. Medical sources in Beit Hanun said that they received 3 wounded Palestinians, including a female child. Although an Israeli military spokesperson claimed that the airstrike targeted Palestinian fighters who were attempting to launch a homemade shell towards Israel. No Palestinian groups have claimed that the men were fighters of an armed resistance group. The area where the missile struck was a piece of farmland near the town of Beit Hanun. In other news, the Egyptian authorities continued the closure of the Rafah crossing to Palestinian travels for the 3rd week in a row, according to the Borders and Crossing Administration in Gaza. Hundreds of Palestinians, including students and medical patients, have been stuck at both sides of the closed crossing. Egypt opens the Rafah crossing once a week for Umrah pilgrims, while the humanitarian cases are still shouting for help. The Rafah crossing has been the only way Gaza's 1.8 million residents can travel to the outside world since the Israeli siege started in 2007. For IMEMC News, this is Rachel Schulman.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for March 1st to the 7th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banmoura.